of knowing what's going on, being on the same page. Really, our guys have done a great job, especially, you know, we're no longer the young guys that haven't been around. And you know, guys have been playing this office for a bunch of years, been together and everything. So we should be on the same page, and we've been rolling for a while.
How about your health? Where is it right now?
Fine. Feel good, feel healthy. Feel good.
It's obvious that Aaron is the guy, but you know, certainly Charles Woodson and James Jones, they talk about, you know, hey, Mike Vick is gonna come here. They'd welcome him with open arms. So what about you?
Of course, you would. Mike's a talented player. We definitely love Aaron, and you know, not a comparison from that place, and Aaron is definitely our guy. But anybody who's wants playmakers and appreciates weapons and talent would, of course, welcome him in. But that's not our concern right now. We got our concern is definitely the guys that we have on the field right now, the 80-plus guys that we have working, trying to, you know, make this team better, and that's what we need to focus on.
Would somebody of that talent potentially give you guys more opportunities with the playbook and with his talent?
Of course. I think that's basic. That's common sense. It's obvious. Another weapon gives you another option. So if that happens, it happens. But you can't. This game doesn't allow you to kind of worry about it, the ifs, the what ifs, and stuff like that. So you got to focus on what you know.
How important is it for you personally to be in training camp from day one?
It's important personally, just because I want to be around my guys, working, and I think we need to work. We need that work from a continuity sense. I need to be around the line, working on what I want to accomplish. It's big for guys coming in, being on the same page from day one.
Do you feel like you're a leader for some of the younger guys and maybe some of the roles?
Of course, absolutely. We hold each other accountable, and I've been around long enough to kind of know what's going on, know what's expected out of the backs, and we take the approach that no matter who's in there, be that guy, be that leader. But I think that if you watch what we do, the drills and how we conduct ourselves, I am one of the leaders. And that's fine, you know, experience-wise, what I've done, I feel like has kind of put me in that role, and I embrace it. I want these guys to know that they can look at me for that motivation on and off the field, whether it be from a vocal stance, whether it be from just a work ethic stance.
Speaking of the 80 guys you have here, how would you judge the offensive line early on?
I think they're doing good. I think they're doing all right. They're working hard. There are always plays you want to work on, and that's the same thing with the backs. The training camp is about improvement. That's why they have it. If they didn't have training camp, we'd have a first day. But, they're definitely – I like with what's going on, the progress. A lot of guys are moving bodies, playing hard. As you can see, we're playing physical, which is great, and that's what you want out of a running game.
Speaking of the physicality, the defense looks like they've been a little more aggressive early on. Have you noticed a more aggressive tone by the defense?
They're playing downhill, which they should. You want that. They're definitely blitzing hard. They're playing and moving around that new defense. I think, of course, they're excited about something new. It kind of looks like night and day from what they were doing last year, just movement-wise, which I appreciate that. Sometimes they get it, sometimes we get them. That's the nature of what we do. Linebacker caught me, they didn't got me today. It happens. But every day is improvement. They're definitely playing down here. I think, it doesn't take away from how we're playing and the physical nature that we're playing with from our offense. So.
Would you say that mentally and emotionally you're more on an even keel now than when you first came here? And I mentioned today you went through that one drill where you fell flat on your face. Mm-hmm. And you didn't spike the ball. You didn't get up and start swearing. You just seemed to get up with the demeanor of, I'm going to do it over and I'm going to get it right.
Well, that's always my demeanor. I'm always even kill guy. I'm never the type of guy to really, spike the ball. This game's at high intensity, but I've never been that type of guy. But, I don't think I'm any more even kill. No, not really. My nature's kind of even kill. Things happen. Things occur in this game. We practice to kind of prevent the outside from happening, from the different things that happen. But, that's why we practice. But at the same time, nothing works out the way, kind of play-wise. You play the game and you have to react and stuff like that. So, things are going to happen. There's going to be some times that, it's not going to be a wide-open hole. It's not going to be, things aren't going to be as clean as we want. And that's the reaction. You can't just, that's part of being a professional. You got to know how to handle situations, ups and downs of what we do.
What about as you get older as a running back, having patience, what you're talking about? Whereas, when you're younger, you may try to bolt right into something and holding back a little bit. Are you better at that, do you think?
I think I'm learning this offense. You know, that's part of what this offense is about. You have to have patience. It's one cut, but you can kind of create that one cut. It's not necessarily just speed to one cut. You got to have patience, and then once you make your decision, then go and get it. Like I said, you can create by your patience, by really your pace of that cut, whether you pick it up or slow it down. So that's the biggest thing, and that comes with being comfortable, relying on the technique and the fundamentals that they teach, and the basis of what we do.